Hi, I'm Nicole from Homer's Soil and Water with this week's roundup of news and tidbits in local agriculture and wild habitat too. First up, Homer Seed Library's online classes. Thanks to a generous grant from the Homer Foundation, the Homer Seed Library's lead curator, Saskia Esslinger, is offering free one-hour online classes to the public on seed saving and related topics this spring. Upcoming classes include, on May 25th, Intermediate Seed Saving, on June 1st, Advanced Seed Saving, and on June 8th, Gardening with Children. To register for these free classes, visit www.teachgardening.com and click the Homer Seed Library tab up at the top. If you missed some of the other classes from this series, including Beginning Seed Saving and No-Dig Gardening, you can request links to the recorded sessions. Email Saskia at alaskasaskia@gmail.com. And did you know that Homer's own Oceanside Farms has a YouTube channel? That's right. Local farmers Don McNamara and Donna Ray Faulkner of Oceanside Farms have been filming instructional videos as part of their work mentoring beginning farmers from Kodiak Island tribes. They've made these great little videos available for anyone to view on their new YouTube channel launched this winter. Video topics include a composting tutorial, produce processing, and several on caring for and pruning fruit trees, how and where to plant them, and fruit trees and berries that may do well on Kodiak. To check them out, just search for Oceanside Farms on YouTube, and if you like them, hit the subscribe button to give Donna Ray kudos for making these for people in our area. And lastly, this one's for both farmers and local commercial fishermen. This year, the USDA announced $92.2 million in grants that develop, coordinate, and expand direct producer-to-consumer marketing, local and regional food markets, and local food enterprises. Much of this funding is available to the seafood sector. These include the Farmers Market Promotion Program and the Local Food Promotion Program. Projects under the Farmers Market Promotion Program support direct-to-consumer markets like farmers markets and community-supported agriculture options, or CSAs. Projects under the Local Food Promotion Program support indirect-to-consumer markets like food hubs and value-added product incubators. In this past year, selling wild-caught seafood through CSA subscriptions has rapidly caught on with fishermen in Alaska and other parts of the country, especially as restaurant sales dropped off last year. Some fishermen have collaborated with farmers to include seafood options in their CSA farm boxes, a win for both types of producer. The Local Catch Network, a national organization that supports small fleet fishermen who are interested in selling direct to consumer, organized a virtual question and answer session to discuss both of these grant programs, eligibility requirements, the application process, and technical assistance offered by the Local Catch Network for potential applicants. This live Q&A session happened yesterday, but interested folks can request a link to the recording. The information shared there should be relevant to both farm and fishery producers or anyone looking to build up local and regional food systems. Visit the Local Catch Network website at www.localcatch.org to contact them about the recording. And for anyone interested in getting a CSA seafood subscription, Catch 49 is one such option available locally and is managed by the Alaska Marine Conservation Council. You can check it out on their website.